Morning, friends. Recently, I was reminded about the story of Jonah and the whale and the love of God our Father. This is one of the oddest accounts in the Bible and opens with God speaking to Jonah, son of Amittai, commanding him to preach repentance to the city of Nineveh, an enemy of Israel. Jonah finds this instruction from God to be unbearable and decides to run away by ship and not obey the Lord, which meant he would rather the people of Nineveh be destroyed than being spared. God, however, in his mighty love and power, causes a storm which forces Jonah off the ship to be swallowed by a whale, and eventually, 3 days and three nights later, Jonah is vomited by this whale on dry land through the command of the Lord. After this ordeal, Jonah finally decides to obey God. He walks through Nineveh, proclaiming that in 40 days, the city would be destroyed. Surprisingly, the Ninevites believe Jonah's message and repent, wearing sackcloth and covering themselves in ashes. God had compassion on them and did not destroy them. Today, I just want to encourage you that where you may feel that you have missed God's call, or where you have taken a particular action that you felt God had spoken in your life and things just didn't pan out the way you planned, they panned out differently, I just want to remind you that God has not forgotten you. The Father is good. He is quick to forgive. Through his Son Jesus, he gave us life and life in abundance, and he is forevermore loving. The only way Jonah came out of the deep of that storm is that he brought God into his situation, even after he had tried running away from him. I mean, who runs away from God? So Jonah, in the belly of the fish, calls on God, and God comes through. Jonah, in his opinion, felt that the people of Nineveh did not need to be saved because they were his enemies. But God, a forgiving, a loving Father, rescues Jonah for the purpose of rescuing these people of Nineveh. God directs Jonah into the path of obedience and faith as originally planned. How amazing is that? So today I want to remind you that God's divine plan for your life has not changed. Just because your situation has changed, or there's a decision that you made that you felt it was going to pan out in a particular way and it didn't, God remains forgiving. God remains loving. I want to encourage you to come back to the Father's heart. Come back to the Father and ask forgiveness. God, through our Lord Jesus, will definitely forgive you. If you come back with repentance, our loving Father has his arms open wide, ready to receive you. God says to Jeremiah, "Before you were even born, I knew you." Before we were even born, friends, God knew us. He crafted us and knitted us and fearfully and wonderfully made us. So it says in Psalm 139, which I love. He alone orders our steps, friends. I know that we sometimes make decisions that provide unintended consequences, but I want to say to you today, God knows you. God sees you. And he is concerned about you. He is saying to you today, "I am here." I'm reminded also of the story of the prodigal son, where the son demands inheritance from his father, leaves his father's house, squanders the inheritance, ends up living in a pigsty, and finally the word says he came to his senses and he remembered that he had his father's house. So when he returns home, guess what? His father is standing, looking out for him. And when the father sees him, the word says the father ran to him, arms open wide. And when he had entered the house, the fattest calf was sacrificed for a feast for him. He was given the best robe and even the father's ring. So the father sits waiting to love us, friends. I just want to encourage you this morning. Bring God into your situation. The arms of the loving Father are wide open. Just be reminded, John 3:16, for God our Father so loved us, so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, friends, for listening to this short devotional. I hope you are blessed.